Good morning. We'd like to see the title, Prophecy to Ahaz, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 1 through 14. For the online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, Shor Joshua, what does it mean? Where could we find it words accomplished in the Bible? Number one, in verse 3, Shor Joshua, what does it mean? Where could we find it words accomplished? Question 2. In verse 8, the head of Syria and the head of Damascus, what does the head mean? Respectively. In verse 8, the head of Syria and the head of Damascus, what does head mean, respectively? Last question, in verse 12, Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. What his state of heart? Last question, in verse 12, Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. What's his state of heart? First of all, we'd like to see background. Book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 1. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz and Hezekiah, king of Judah. So we can see Isaiah's vision basically upon the concerning Judah and Jerusalem. So Isaiah's prophecy through vision to certain Judah people, not northern Israel. So concerning Judah and Jerusalem. So Isaiah was the prophet towards a southern kingdom, which was Judah, not northern kingdom, Israel. Which days Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. So we can see in the book of Chronicles and the book of Kings, Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, the kings of Judah. So today we read Isaiah chapter 7 verses 1 through 14. 7 verse 1 said, Now it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah. So basically Isaiah prophesied to Ahaz, the days of Ahaz. So that's why the title, Prophecy to Ahaz. So we'd like to see the background of Ahaz. The Second Chronicle, chapter 28, verses 1 through 27. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. So Ahaz only reigned 16 years, a very short time. So he lived his life for a short time. He did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord. So we can see he was evil king, not good king, because he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord, as his father David had done. For he worked in the ways of the kings of Israel. So we know that the kings of Israel, all the kings of Israel were evil. So, and made molded images for the Baals. So Baals is the god, idol god of knowledge. So originated, came from Assyria. He burned incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom and burned his children in the fire. So Ahaz made an offering of his children to be killed, to be burned in the fire. That kind of practice occurs in the worship of Moloch. Moloch is a foreign idol god. According to the abomination of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. So God or the Lord abominated, meaning severely hated, those kinds of practice. So we know that Ahaziah spiritually destroyed or distracted, and then his mentally destructive as well as physically destructive, because he's reigning time, his lifetime only 36 years. 20 years he became king, 16 years after the 16 years he was dead. So 36 years, so we can see physical destructive. Also, therefore, the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Assyria. They defeated him, carried away. So God used Assyria an instrument to punish Judah, Ahaziah nation. They defeated him, carried away a great multitude of them as captives. So Syria invaded into southern Judah, so carried away many people as captives and brought them to Damascus. Damascus was the capital city of Syria. Then he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who defeated him with great slaughter. So Israel also attacked southern Judah, reigned by Ahaziah, the evil king. For Bichah, the son of Remaliah, killed 120,000. Bichah was the king of Israel. So in Judah, in one day, all valiant or soldiers men, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their father. So Israel also attacked Judah. So 120,000 people were killed. Zechariah, a mighty man of Ephraim. So Ephraim is the dominant or controlling tribe in Israel. So there is a mighty man of Ephraim. So Zechariah is an Israel soldier, killed Maaseiah, the king's son. So Ahaziah's son, Maaseiah, was killed. Also, Azurikam, the office of the house, so the office, the palace office, you know, Azurikam was killed. Also, Elkanah, who was a second to the king, like a prime minister, Elkanah also was killed. And the children of Israel carried away captives of their brethren, 200,000 women. So 200,000 were carried away as captives to Israel, and brought the spoil to Samaria. So they stole, you know, many stuffers from Judah, carried away to Israel. But here a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Obed. So Obed is a northern nation, which was Israelite's prophet. Obed, he went out before the army that came to Samaria. So Obed prophesied to Israelite army or northern kingdom's army, and said to them, "Look, because the Lord God of your fathers was angry with Judah, he has delivered them into your hand." So God has delivered the Judah's people as captives in your hand, meaning in the hand of Israel. But you have killed them in a rage that reaches up to heaven. And now you propose to force children of Judah, Jerusalem, to be your male, female slaves, but you are not also guilty before the Lord of your God. Now hear me, therefore, return captives whom you have taken captives from your brethren, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you. Because God, you know, told Obed delivered God's word, basically return the Judah's and as captives to, you know, Judah nation country. That's why we can see here, so they brought them, the Israelites army brought the Judah's people as captives, brought them to their brethren at Jericho. Jericho is the city, a city of a certain nation, Judah. So they returned those people to Jericho. But at the same time, King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria to help him. Ahaz asked the help to Assyria, rather than he repented his idol worship and asked to the Lord, but he asked to Assyria. Assyria. For again, the Edomites had come to take Judah, carry away captivity. So Edomite is the south east side, you know. So also Edomite, you know, attacked, you know, the southern Judah. Also the Philistine also had invaded cities of so lowlands and over the south of Judah. So Philistine is the coastal side of south, you know, the Judah south also, you know, attacked too. So northern side is Israel attacked Judah. Also Syria attacked Judah, south side Edomite and Philistine to attack Judah too. So then he asked the help of Assyria. Assyria, you know, today's Iraq area. So Assyria said, help them. Had taken Beth Shemesh, Aijal, and Gedor, you know, Timar with his villages. But he had continually unfaithful to the Lord, or disobedient to the Lord. Who? You know, Ahaz. Also, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came to him and distressed him. So, although Assyrian king received a tribute, you know, from Ahaz king, but no, actually did not help in Judah Ahaz nation, but rather than distressed him and did not assist him. So Assyrian king did not assist Ahaz king. For Ahaz took a part of treasures from the house of the Lord, from the house of the king, from the leaders, and he gave it to the king of Assyria, but he did not help him. So Assyrian king just received a tribute to him. So the house of the Lord, you know, to a valuable thing, you know, the leader's house, a valuable thing, you know, those who received it, but actually did not help them. So, verse 22, now in the time of his distress, King Ahaz. So King Ahaz, you know, spiritually destructive because he did not obey God rather than obey Assyrian idols, you know, Baal or, you know, Molech, you know, thing. So then he has like mentally destructive too, and you know, right here verse 22, distress, and all that you've seen is destructive, you know, the result of constant destructive, then distress, mental distress, increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. So added, you know, more disobedient to the Lord. This is the king of Ahaz, for he sacrificed the gods of Damascus. So he adopted an idol worships, you know, from, you know, Damascus. The, from beginning, Assyrian idol, you know, Baal, you know, or Molech, you know, kind of thing. But right now, Damascus idol, which he had defeated him. Because he thought, you know, the Damascus, you know, attacked us. That's why we obey, you know, Damascus king, Damascus, idol god. Because the gods of the king of Syria, they help them, I will sacrifice. So Damascus, the capital city of Syria, so that's the same thing, you know, the gods of the kings of Syria. I will sacrifice to them, they may help me. So he expected the idol gods, you know, over, you know, the Syria might help, you know, Ahaz. But they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. So basically, you know, destructive, you know, mentally. So sin is the first approach to destructive, because disobey God, then is mentally, then is he lost many material things, material destructive, finally physical destructive, because he reigned only 16 years, 36 age, he was dead. So Ahaz gathered articles, the house of God, cut in pieces the articles of the house of God, right here, shut up the doors of the house of the Lord. So Ahaz king, you know, blocked the temple of God. So therefore, the people of Judah could not worship God, you know, in the temple, because the temple shut up the doors, the house of the Lord, and made for himself altars in every corners of Jerusalem. So they made many idol altars. And in every single city of Judah, he made a high place to burn incense to other gods, other idols, and provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. So basically, his practice and the provoked God. Now the rest of his acts and all his ways, from first to last, indeed they were written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. So Ahaz rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city in Jerusalem, but they did not bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel. Then Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his place. Hezekiah is a good king, you know, came out. So verse 1, let's see, you know, the main text, Isaiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 14. So we see, you know, the Isaiah, there is a king of Isaiah, and a historical background from the Bible, 2 Chronicles chapter 28. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham. So we know that, you know, Ahaz is the Jotham's son, the son of Uzziah. So Jotham is Jotham's father, Uzziah, which means Uzziah is Ahaz's grandfather, you know, king of Judah. They are raising king of Assyria. So right here we can know raising is a Syrian king's name is Rejin, and Pekah, the son of the Malaiah, king of Israel. So Pekah is Israel king. Went up to Jerusalem to make war against it. So we already see, you know, the two countries, Syria and the confederated with Israel together, you know, attacked into Judah, reigned by Ahaz. Went up to Jerusalem to make war against it, but could not prevail against it. So they could not prevail, which meaning the Judah nation would not fail. So still, you know, the nation of Judah would be existent, not prevail against it. And it was told to the house of David, saying, Syria's forces are deployed in Ephraim. Ephraim is basically indicating Israel, because Ephraim is a majority or a controlling tribe of a northern kingdom known as Israel. So Ephraim, though Syria deployed in Ephraim, meaning Syria's made alliance with Israel. So his heart and his heart and the heart of his people. His people, which meaning the people of Judah's people, were moved or shaken as the trees of the woods are moved with the wind, which meaning lack of faith. So they feared the both enemies and confederate countries, Syria and Israel, attacked into Judah. So the people, you know, just shaken. So which means they lacked faith in the Lord. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, then the Lord called Isaiah, go out now to meet Ahaz, you and Shear-Jashub, your son, at the end of the aqueduct from the upper pool on the highway to the fullest fields. So Sherry Joshua, so basically the Lord, you know, asked Isaiah, you should meet, you know, the king of Ahaziah right now. So you and your son, you know, Sherry Joshua, what does it mean? Sherry Joshua meaning a remnant shall return. So we can see, you know, the Second Chronicle chapter 28, verses 9 through 15. So the northern kingdom Israelites, you know, prophet Obed, you know, delivered, you know, God's word, you know, to Israelites, you know, the armies, so return to captives came from, you know, Judah to, you know, Judah country. So actually they returned the, those people to, you know, Jericho. You know. So that kind of was established in that one. Also, we can see, you know, Isaiah, there is last chapter 6, you know, the last verse, the 6 and verse 13. So, the finally, the Jewish people were, you know, carried away as captives by Babylon, but 70 years later. So they were returned to their home country, you know, Judah, you know, that kind of. So therefore, Sherry Joshua made the double thing. So that's called, you know, dual prophecy. So dual prophecy. One is, you know, while in Ahaziah reigned, so Ahaziah people or the nation of Judah's people. They were returned, you know, although they were captived, they were, you know, captives by, you know, Israel army, so they returned. That's the first the accomplished. The second one is after the southern Judah conquered by Babylon, then, you know, 70 years later, those people returned into the nation of Judah. Now that is prophecy were, you know, accomplished. So basically we can see, you know, dual prophecies, you know, right here. Then at the end of the adequate meaning, you know, pool, you know, from the upper pool or conduit, from the upper pool on the highway to the full of field, you know, where is it? That is, we can see the Second Chronicles, chapter 20, chapter 32, verse 30. This same Hezekiah also stopped the water outlet of Upper Gihon, brought the water by tunnel to the west side of the city of David. Hezekiah prospered in all works. So basically, we can see that is located, this is the water in Jerusalem. So that is Isaiah chapter 36 and verse 2. The king of Assyria sent the Labashaki with the great army from Rashish to King Hezekiah in Jerusalem. And he stood by the aqueduct from the upper pool on the highway to the fuller field. So we know that, you know, two verses, you know, this is the water upper pool, you know, is located in the city of Jerusalem, city of David. So that is Upper Gihon side, you know, that is you know, basically that is you know, pool. So that one, so you meet, you know, there, you know, the pool. So the fuller's field, I mean, fuller, which meaning that is the place, the where some people, you know, clothe the clothing, you know, the wash it, the whiten, you know, clothes or dry. The like laundry, you know, the place, you know, there is a fuller's, you know, fuller's field, you know, on the highway. So basically, let Ahaziah meet there and say to him, take heed and be quiet. So pay attention, keep silent, do not fear or be faint-hearted for this, because Ahaz and other people, or the Judah's people, are moved, I seek, you know. So that's why, like an encouragement word, do not fear, be faint-hearted, for these two steps of smoking fire brand. Why two? Two steps, one indicates Syria, the other one is Israel. So smoking fire brand, so not burnt, you know, like, looks like, you know, don't fear of that. That is like a puppy, you know, not actual smoking fire brands, for the fierce anger of raging and Syria, and the son of the Malaya. Son of the Malaya means the Pika. So one is a raging, is a Syrian king, and the other one, son of the Malaya, you know, Israel, you know, king's name Pika. So you do not, you know, fear, you know, those people's attack. Because Ephraim, or Israel, the son of the Malaya or Pika, have plotted evil against you. Plotted, meaning confederate or alliance, you know, together. But against you, against Judah, saying, let us go up against Judah and trouble it, and let us make a gap in its wall for ourselves. So they, you know, to make a hole, you know, in its wall, you know, the city of Jerusalem, in a wall, you know, in the city of Hul, and set a king over them. So we want to make a puppy king, the son of Tabel. Thus says the Lord God. The Lord said through Isaiah, basically, it shall not stand. So their plot, meaning the plot, you know, between Syria and Israel, shall not stand, shall not succeed, nor shall it come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus. So right here, the head meaning Damascus is the capital city. So head meaning the capital city of Syria is Damascus. Next to the head, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Rezin is a Syrian king's name. So the head, which means the ruler of Damascus, is Rezin. So first head meaning capital city, second head meaning ruler. Within 65 years, Ephraim will be broken. So 65 years later, so which means 722 before Christ, you know, northern kingdom Israel, so disappeared. So the failed or were attacked or taken over, you know, by, you know, historically by Assyria. So right here, 65 years, Ephraim will be broken, have disappeared. Will fail, so that it will not be a people. So no longer the Israel people, you know, right there. The head of Ephraim is Samaria. So here, Samaria is a capital city. So the head, meaning capital city of Ephraim, is Samaria. So Ephraim is controlling, you know, tribe, you know, in northern kingdom. Northern kingdom. 10 tribes, over 12 tribes of Israel, original 12 tribes, the 10 tribes in control, you know, but there's a majority controlling tribe is Ephraim. And the head of Samaria is the Malaya son, is a Pika, right? So the head or the ruler of Samaria is a Malaya son, you know, Pika. If you will not believe, so this you meaning, right now Isaiah delivered God's word to Ahaz. Ahaz, you will not believe. Surely you shall not be established. So as a matter of fact, Ahaz did not believe, you know, this word. That's why he, you know, asked help to Assyria, you know, rather than repent his sins. So we already see, you know, the Second Chronicles, you know, chapter 28, you know, the background. So you shall not be established. So therefore he can, you know, stay only 16 years, not, you know, longer. So shall I establish them? We, you know, saw that, you know, that happened because he did not believe. So the sin always destructive. First, you know, spiritual destructive, because disobey, you know, that. Then is a mental, you know, a lot of distressful mental. Finally, physical destructive. So he had, you know, short life, is only 16 years. Then, moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in depths or in the height above. So, which meaning the Isaiah delivered the gospel reading to Ahaz. Yeah, you should ask the Lord a sign, you know, to deliver, you know, from this situation. Where? From where? In the depth. In the depths meaning earth or water, you know, in depths or high mountain, you know, which meaning wherever, you know, you should ask, you must ask a sign to God. That's God's commandment. So, but Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. Looks like, you know, he appeared righteous because I will not ask the Lord, nor will I, you know, test. That is, he interpreted, you know, test, you know, the Lord, you know, the asking meaning test. Although God, you know, commanded specifically right here, ask a son. So because Ahaz's response is disobedient to God's commandment, because God specifically through Isaiah say, ask a sign, you know, but he said no. Also, we can see in, you know, Luke chapter 18, verse 1, God wants to communicate with his people, or the God wants to have a relationship with his people. How long? Always. So, Luke chapter 18, verse 1 said, Then Jesus spoke a parable to them that men always ought to is a should pray, not lose your heart. Pray meaning communicate with God. So God really wants, you know, always communicate with God. Also, we see, you know, the pray without ceasing, without sin, without sleeping. So God wants to communicate to always God's children. So you think about the father's heart, you know, to children. Father, you know, want to communicate with, you know, his children, you know, always, as long as possible, you know. So that kind of, you know, God's heart, but this is a kind of attitude is no, you know, good, you know, attitude, actually disobedient attitude. Also, we can see whether or not we, you know, pray to the Lord, you know, some point we are, you know, obligated to God, you know. So, for example, the lung, you know, the heart, you know, regardless of the, our, you know, the intention, you know, coming from brain, so heart, you know, still is a beating, you know, that's called involuntary muscles, you know, lung also, you know, basically involuntary lung. So whether or not you obey, you know, God, so some portion is, you know, still, you know, subjected to, you know, God's, you know, sovereignty. So they can just see Daniel chapter 5, you know, verse, you know, 23. So basically, the Daniel delivered the gospel, you know, Belshazzar, the Babylon king. So basically, he said, you know, Daniel chapter 5, verse 23, God who holds your breath in his hand. So your breath is a Belshazzar in a breath. God holds your breath. So whether or not you, you know, disobey or obey God, you know, so God holds you. So we can see verse 23, you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven. So which meaning the Belshazzar, you know, reagent against the Lord. They have brought the vessels of his house, you know, God's house vessels before you. You and your lords, your wives, your concubines have a drink of wine from them. So basically, they drink wine. In order to drink wine, they used the vessels of the house of God, you know, as you know, vessel, you know, drink a cup. So they used to drink. They used the vessels of the house of the Lord as a drink cups. That's a problem. And you, which meaning, you know, Belshazzar, you have praised the gods, meaning idols of silver, gold, bronze, and iron, wood, and stone. You know, any kind of idols you worship them, which you do not see or hear. Well, no. So basically, idols, you know, cannot see, cannot hear, cannot know, you know, idol. And the God who holds your breath in his hand and owns all your ways, you have not glorified. So Belshazzar, basically, you disobeyed God, you worshiped the idols then, but still, you have some portion right here, your breath is obligated by God. So that points in the thing. So exactly, same heart as Belshazzar's heart, Ahaz's heart is the same heart as Belshazzar's heart, actually disobey, the idol worshiper, something like that. Then he said, "Hear now, O house of David." David meaning, so Ahaz, descendant, from David. So that's the house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary man, but will you weary my God also? So you make, the trouble, to the people because, shut the door of the temple of God. So prohibited the people of Judah worship God, so basically make a trouble to the people. Also, you lay the people to idol worship, so like a Syrian, idols, Baal, or Molech, or is Damascus or Syrian, idols, let them, worship them. So trouble. Therefore, you also make a trouble God. God really hate, the idol worshippers. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. So whether or not you want to, you want to a sign or not, God will give you a sign. Right here, behold, look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel. So God will give you through Ahaz's descendant, a virgin brought Emmanuel. Emmanuel, which means God, with us. That's obviously called as the Lord Jesus Christ came from, the David and through, Ahaz, the king. So that kind of, talks about that right here. So we'll talk in detail after 2 weeks. We'll see, from, verse 14 through the last verse in the book of Isaiah chapter 7. So let's see each question for online course of the world to the people who are understanding in English. In verse 3, Shel Jashub, what does it mean? Shel Jashub in a Hebrew word meaning the remnant shall return. Where could we find it was accomplished? First of all, Ahaz reigning age. So the Judah's people were carried away as captives by Israel armies, but those captives people were returned to Jericho of Judah. So that is the first accomplished. You could find out the Second Chronicle chapter 28, verse 15. Also, the second prophecy in those one is after the failure of Judah nation conquered by Babylonia, then 70 years later, so those the Jewish people as captives were returned to Judah. To Israel, that is two conflict that you call dual prophecies were accomplished. Question 2, in verse 8, the head of Syria and the head of Damascus, what does head mean respectively? First of all, the head of Syria is Damascus, because Damascus is the name of area, so therefore the head is a capital city. Second is the head of Damascus the head of Damascus region. Region is human name, so that region is a king. So the second to head meaning ruler. That we can see in the syntax. In verse 12, Ahaz said, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. What's his state of heart?" Although God asks specifically, ask a sign for yourself. So he disobeyed God's commandment. Number two, God, you know, they wanted to have a relationship, you know, to always with his child. So that is, so he is against, you know, God's, you know, attitude. So we can see, you know, his heart, you know, is, you know, bitterness. You know, some people do not ask God because they are in a bitterness against God. You know, God might, you know, obligate something to them. You know, that's why they, you know, hesitate to ask God. You know, so but regardless of you ask or not, but you are some portion are obligated to God. You know, God, you know, to might just stop, you know, their breath, you know, right now. So you could not survive, you know. So also God attacked your heart, so you could not survive either. So that point, that portion too. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Then, you know, we will finish today's worship. God bless you richly.